Mr. Speaker, I've just been advised by the Police Commissioner that Mr. Rodney Clavell, who was subject of a police action, has been found deceased in the building where the matter occurred today.
This is dramatic developments in South Australia today. That is the South Australian Police Minister, Tony Piccolo, who was speaking in Parliament today. He was confirming the end of a 13-hour police standoff and then the subsequent death of Rodney Clavell. This is a man who was wanted by police and probably the most wanted man in the state. He was holed up with four women in what's being described in news reports as an adult services agency in Adelaide's CBD. Joining me now is South Australia's Assistant Police Commissioner, Paul Dixon. Paul, first things first, how are the women doing?
Thanks, Raleigh. No, they're doing fine. We've spoken to them and they've obviously very, very shaken by the events of today, as anyone would expect. But I think as time goes that they will recover. But obviously, the events of this morning would have been quite horrific for them.
Do we know who they were?
We do now, yes. We know exactly who they are, and they were employed within that premises, and they were going about their normal business.
But do they have a connection with Mr. Clavell?
We don't believe so, no.
But this was just a random situation. Were they at any point hostages?
Well, we won't know that 100% until we actually have got complete and utter details from them and completed the investigations. But I think we can safely say that they were at points in time during the incident they were held against their will.
And then they ultimately were released. So do we have any insight at this point in the circumstances of that?
What happened is we had been attempting to negotiate with Mr. Clavell for most of the morning, and we were not successful in that. But over time and due to our negotiation efforts, we were able to speak with some of the females inside of the premises. And during those negotiations, we were able to talk to them, give them the confidence, and so they could come out. And that was managed. That was managed and coordinated through our negotiators and even our Star Group officers.
And as far as you're aware, he was alive at the point where they had left the premises. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So the mystery surrounding all this is how exactly he died. It's not being described as a suicide. I guess it's just stopping short of that because there must be uncertainty about that. But what do we know about the circumstances of his death?
And there are, obviously at the time of the earlier media, I wasn't able to say because we hadn't spoken to all of his relatives, but now I can say that it's our belief that he took his own life today, and when he took his own life, he used a firearm to do that.
He went into the premises armed, which is presumably what you were told, which is why it was such a huge show of force around the premises, is that right?
That's right. It's all about public safety and the fact that over the last 14 days we have become aware of the threatening nature of Mr. Clavell and towards his associates and peers, and also we've received information he's committed some quite serious criminal offences. So all of that being in place and knowing all of that background, it was quite appropriate for us to deal with the matter as we did today.
He's been on the run for a couple of weeks now, I think it is. I described him before as the most wanted man in South Australia. But his death is being treated as a death in police custody. Why is that? Can you explain that to me?
The way the legislation works in South Australia is that if a person is under the control of the police and that person dies while that person is under that control, it's deemed to be a death in custody.
So what happens now then?
What happens now is that a report is submitted to our coroner, and our coroner will then make a decision upon him reading that report as to whether he does an inquest or doesn't do an inquest. That's entirely up to the coroner. So we prepare the report on behalf of the coroner, and he then views that report and makes those decisions from that report.
He was a father of 11 kids. Have you spoken at all to his family?
My officers have spoken to his members of his family, yes, and we'll be continuing to do that as the day goes on. But we obviously haven't spoken to all of his family, but we've spoken to the majority of his family at this point.
Actually, just before I let you go, just a more philosophical question. There was a lot of media coverage surrounding this today. It was quite extraordinary. It felt American in some senses. Did that in any way help?
If the whether it helped or didn't help, I suppose that wasn't our focus. There's no doubt that I, as the police commander, making the decision to close down the main street of Adelaide is a difficult decision to have, because we know the inconvenience that it will cause to the, you know, the whole CBD of Adelaide. But in making that decision, you've got to take into account the safety issues, and that they were significant. The media issue is that a lot of the media actually supports us, because that drives information to be provided from the community. And it's that information that's provided from the community which assists us in resolving these matters.
Now, so this wasn't compromised in any way as a result today?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Assistant Commissioner, thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Paul Dixon, South Australia's Assistant Police Commissioner. It's gone 28 minutes past six. Waleed Ali with you for Drive. Your reflections on anything we're discussing are welcome. 0418 226 576. University fees seems to be a hot topic. People want to say things on that. One text says, fees might go down when students stop coming. Fire sale, maybe. I don't know about that downward spiral. I assume the market suggests that there's a lot of demand. But anyway, lots to talk about there, so join in the conversation. 0418 226 576.